For more thoughts on where the U.S. economy may be headed, we turn to William Wheaton, economics professor at MIT. He joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
Professor Wheaton, we've seen a series of reactions today to the report of job layoffs. The Dow fell about 2%. The dollar weakened against the euro. Do you agree with this thought that a recession could be looming?
Oh, yes. And I think it's probably been in the cards for several months. If you look at today's job numbers, there's really three stories. There's a surprising and very big drop in automobile employment in the auto sector. Then there's continuing stress in housing-related sectors, for example, construction and also wood building materials really took a hit this month. And then the other thing is that service growth and finance, which normally helps to offset those kind of things, it was very slow too, and that reflects the ongoing stress in the mortgage market. The housing-related impact on the economy has been out there looming for several months. We've seen construction fall by 25%. House prices are slow. Consumer spending is, in certain areas, is beginning to fall. I think that a significant slowdown in the economy is all but inevitable. The real question is it going to slow enough to push us into a recession?
Yeah, because some of us might hear 4,000 jobs lost, and it might not seem like a very big number. You're saying you have to sort of read between the lines and see what else is going on that leads to those numbers.
Yeah, and you can't read too much into any one month. But I think the thing that's surprising is that so many economists expected 100 or 110 or 120,000 new jobs.
More jobs, right?
Yeah, more jobs. I would say that would be the really wild-eye optimistic scenario. I think going forward, we'll be lucky to see, 10, 20, 50,000 jobs a month for the next couple of months.
Professor Wheaton, when was our last recession?
That was after the 9/11 crisis and the implosion of the stock market in 2002.
And do you see anything in the pattern now, eliminating, leaving apart the 9/11 factor, of any parallels with what's going on now?
No, there might be a parallel, which is the recession then was caused by consumers contracting spending, businesses contracting investment because the stock market fell. And when the stock market falls, everybody feels poor. Well, what we have right now is we don't have the stock market falling. What we have is house values falling. And when house values fall, construction slows up, consumers feel poor, and they stop spending. And that's really the risk here.
And if you were on the Federal Reserve Board, would you be thinking, time to cut interest rates?
Actually, I would have done it 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Again, putting on my forecaster's hat, we foresaw a slowdown coming several months ago from housing, and I would have taken a peremptory 25 to 50 basis point cut in interest rates several months ago to help forestall that, a sort of preemptive strike, let's call it.
Briefly, Professor Wheaton, any good news you see here in the economic outlook?
I think this will be temporary.
Uh-huh.
And if there is a good outlook, it's that the weak dollar has begun in certain parts of the country to push manufacturing a bit. And so people in chemicals and other kinds of bulk materials, which we export a lot of, are finding their orders increasing because the dollar is so weak.
Great. Professor Wheaton, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
William Wheaton is a professor in the economics department and at the Center for Real Estate at MIT.